Welcome to the sitting meditation with Rosanna. To begin our practice of sitting meditation, let's look into the body and invite the body to come to a stable and dignifying posture with the back straight, but not rigid. And noticing if this is a good moment for you to close your eyes. And if it is, gently closing the eyes. If you'd rather stay with the eyes open, lowering the gaze, and let it lie on the floor, unfocused. So establishing your posture, sitting here, balanced and grounded. You can use a chair or a cushion. And now, gently bringing the awareness to the fact that you are breathing. Noticing the movement of the breath. Noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. Resting with the breath and noticing it moving into the body and out of the body. Noticing the beginning of the in-breath, following the in-breath. Noticing the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath, following the out-breath. Noticing and staying present to the entire flow of this breath. And this one. And focusing, if you care to, on the belly. Noticing the rising and falling of the abdomen with the in-breath and out-breath. And if sensations at the abdominal area are not available, you can notice in your body where the sensations of the breath can be felt right now most vividly. It might be at the nostrils, perhaps in the touch of the air, on your upper lip, or perhaps the chest is the one that's showing sensations more vividly right now, or the abdominal area. whichever place feels most available to you. Resting with your awareness, noticing the sensations. Sensations might be strong and easy to be noticed, or might be just settled. Either way, it's fine. Just bringing your attention and attending to the breathing in each moment. And of course, at moments, and this happened with all of us, you will notice that the mind has wandered out of the sensations of breathing. So as soon as you notice that the mind is not present with the breath, very gently and with no judgment, not giving yourself a hard time, and yet firmly bringing the mind back to the sensations of the breath right here, right now. Attending again to the breath, in this present moment. If the mind gets distracted 10 times, we bring it back 10 times. If the mind gets distracted 1,000 times, we bring it back, offering compassion, gentleness, and also intentionality, bringing the mind back over and over again. And noticing if this is an in-breath or an out-breath. And begin following the flow of the breathing from whatever point you brought the mind back. Noticing that curiosity can show us all the sensations that are available right now. So bringing the curiosity and the attention to this single breath and this one. Noticing that the body knows very well how to breathe. So no need to control the breath, just noticing and giving the breath the full attention. And if this breath is a shallow breath, it's okay, just following it. And if the next one is a long breath, it's okay. Noticing and staying present. Present with each breath, each in-breath and each out-breath. And using the breath as the anchor to this present moment. And now, while continue with the breath being the anchor, inviting the focus of attention to expand from the breath to the entire body. And perhaps particularly to the sensations of touch, pressure, noticing sensations on the buttocks, you might notice a variety of sensations as you expand intentionally the focus of attention from the breath to the entire body. You might become aware of the vibrant sensations of inflation with the in-breath and deflation with the out-breath. Or perhaps you notice sensations such as pulsing, throbbing, or sensations of temperature, warmth, coolness. And keep the attention with what is happening right here, right now, sensation-wise. And the entire body. And again, anytime you notice that the mind wandered off of the body and the sensations of the breath in the body, inviting it firmly and also gently to come back to this in-breath and its sensations, to this out-breath and its sensations. And of course, as we bring the attention to sensations in the body. At some point, those sensations can feel like very strong. Those sensations can bring the intention to move the body. And moving the body might be one strategy right now. And yet, before you move the body, bringing the intentional awareness of the movement. If it is stretching the legs or moving a little bit the torso and back, doing it with complete awareness of each movement. And also, as you notice sensations that might invite movement, you can also use your curiosity to focus in those sensations at the specific area. So zoning in with your attention and becoming very, very close to that sensations and noticing its temperature, noticing the throbbing or tingling, and giving that area of the body complete attention right now. And it might be the case that you will notice that the discomfort will subside. And then you return with your awareness to the entire body. Noticing sensations in the body right here, right now. And again, you can notice sensations that are pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. And sensations of pain might be unpleasant sensations. So inviting the curiosity to be present with that sensation, if this is the case for you right now. So the curiosity will notice, oh, is this sensation cold? Hot? Is it burning? Is it tingling? And with awakeness and curiosity, inviting the mind eyes to come very close to this experience, staying with the sensations, moving toward the sensations and becoming aware of the discomfort. And as soon as you notice that the sensation of discomfort is not present anymore, we bring the attention back to the entire body. And noticing sensations right here, right now. And continuing with the sitting meditation, allowing now the awareness of the breath and the awareness of the entire body to move to the background, and bringing the mind eyes to focus on hearing. Becoming aware and present with each moment of sound. It might be external sounds or sounds within the body. And yet, there is no need to name the sound or to know the source of the sound. The invitation here is to bring the mind eyes to the ears and notice how the ears are receiving and becoming aware of the vibrations that travels through the air to the ears. Aware of sounds. Aware of hearing. Not looking for sounds, and yet noticing sounds coming into awareness as they come close to the ears, as they enter the ears. In this moment, right here, right now, and of course, we already know if the mind gets distracted by thoughts about the past, dreamings, expectations about the future, gently and firmly we bring the mind back now to hearing. To noticing each moment of sound as it happens right here, right now. Awareness of hearing. Present. And now, inviting the sound and the hearing to go to the background of awareness. And turning the attention to thinking and thoughts. And of course, we know that thoughts can take us away. And the invitation here is not to get caught on the content of the thought process. The intention is to watch thinking as an object, the same way we could watch sounds. It's very common that initially we find it quite challenging to be watching thoughts and not getting involved and entangled with them. We tend to identify ourselves with thought, and by that we tend to see thoughts as being who we are. And right now, we can just watch thoughts as if they were a river, a water flowing down the river, and we are seated at the bench of the river, not jumping in the water, or yet allowing the attention to know this thought. It's coming and it will pass. And the awareness can be in this present moment, as if we were seated at the bank of the river. When you become aware that you have fallen into the current of thinking, you can just come back with the same gentleness and intentionality. Coming back out of the river, sitting at the bank of the river, watching thoughts. For some of us, it might be also helpful to imagine the thoughts as clouds on the sky. They come and they go. And we are seated watching the clouds, which now are the thoughts. not engaging with them, not following them, just noticing the presence of thoughts in this present moment. And of course, some thoughts can be very highly charged. We can notice emotions. And if that is the case for you, we can become aware of emotions. And particularly, if fear is present, as best as you can, turning the attention to whatever emotions might be present. Some emotions might be strong. Others might be very light. And also, there is no need to go look for emotions connected to thought. Just remaining with the attention and curiosity. And allowing contact as it comes and then goes. And now, releasing emotions and thoughts and any other particular object of awareness and becoming present with whatever arises in this moment. So resting the attention in this moment, resting in choiceless awareness. So as the experience continually shifts, you might be aware of the breath and notice the breath coming in the body, leaving the body. So in that moment, the awareness will be the awareness of breathing. And maybe the experience will be awareness of thinking or sensations or an emotion. And maybe then what calls for attention will be the entire body. And then a sound. So choiceless awareness invites us to be present to whatever comes into the awareness. Staying mindful and aware of whatever is present as you open up to the ever-changing experience of this present moment. And if at any point this choiceless awareness becomes overwhelming. You can just steady the practice by coming back to the breath or to the entire body. And then, as you feel ready again, shifting to the choiceless awareness. Awareness of whatever arises in this dynamic experience of the present moment. While practicing the choiceless awareness, you might become aware of the sense of silence and stillness. And then bringing full awareness of that sense of silence and stillness. Noticing if the mind is grasping one thought and following it. And as soon as we notice, just coming back to this intention of be present to whatever comes into awareness. Thinking, breathing, sounds, noticing, letting it be, and letting it go. Present with stillness. Present to this experience. What's calling for attention right now? Now, gently returning the attention to the breath. Noticing the constant cycle of inhalation and exhalation, and the body inflating and deflating with each breath. Bringing the attention back to the breath and the body responding with the movement. Noticing the sensations at the present right now. And as we are coming to the closing of this sitting meditation, perhaps inviting the sense of gratitude and acknowledgement of your intention to engage with your life and your experience so directly. Bring in, if you care to, the sense of gratitude for this time that you set apart to be. And maybe now taking a deeper breath and releasing it with a long, slow out breath. And slowly, as you're ready, opening the eyes and gently stretching in any way that feels right for you in this moment. Noticing the sensations connected with the stretching. And I will end this sitting meditation with three sounds of the bell.